Basically, Tanya was considered to be the Torah Shebiksav of Chassidus, which basically all of the intellectual, analytical depth that we have in Chassidus, Tanya, which is the written format, is the Torah Shebiksav of Chassidus. Interesting thing is that in Yerushalayim, the Tol des Aron Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha, the Rav Arlach, once asked the Satmar Rebbe, he said, what sefer is mesugal for taharas ha-machshove, to purify the machshove? And the Rebbe, the Satmar, said, learn Tanya. Which is a sefer which is very, very mesugal for taharas ha-machshove. Basically, the Tanya's name was Reb Shneur Zalman. Well, Yadi Shneur Zalman basically is Shnei Oyer, which means encompasses two lights, which the Tanya was kind of shlemus in both areas of Torah, which is both in Torah Hanigla and also in Torah Hasidus as well. As a child, his parents brought him to the Baal Shem Tov. He didn't meet the Baal Shem Tov himself as a child. And when his father, Reb Baruch, came to the Baal Shem Tov, it was on a Rosh Hashanah, so Baal Shem Tov asked a little bit about the Proteus, about the young child. And the father pointed out that when he was a year old, he was able to speak perfectly, fluently. And in the second year, he already became evident, you know, that his genius and his tremendous memory and so on. And the Baal Shem Tov gave particular instructions of how to be mechanachim. At the age of the Bar Mitzvah, he was already titled to be a goyin. And so on, he became Niskarv to Chassidus, to his Rebbe, the Magid of Mezrich. And the Magid commissioned him that he should write also the Shulchan Aruch Harav, recognizing that he would be the appropriate person to realize the Magid had many, many great Talmidim, among them Noam Elimelech, the Kedushas Levi, and so on. But he felt that he was the right person to write the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which something, of course, became very accepted, B'chol Tfutzas Yisroel. Matter of fact, in the Hagdoma to the Shulchan Aruch Harav is brought down, the sons of the Tanya bring down that he showed a chelik of the Shulchan Aruch Harav before it was published, sort of some of the galleys or some of the, you know, chalokim, Hilchas Tzitzis, and also in Hilchas Pesach, to the two great goyim kedoshim is written here in the Hagdoma, which was the Haflo and his brother, the Rebbe Shmelkiv Nicholasburg. The Haflo, which was the Pinchas Alevi Yisharowitz, was also the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer later. But Rebbe Pinchas and the Rebbe Shmelkiv both, they saw the Chibur of the Tanya. And they wrote there, they were Meshabeachet, the son's right of the Tanya. And he said that be Meshazik yourself to see to complete the entire Shulchan Aruch. And so on, as is brought down more in the Hagdomah to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that it age 30, basically, he already had chazered the entire Shas Rishonim Achroinim about 16 times. So it's brought down the Hagdama there in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And they say that they heard it from his own mouth. He said that when he was, he says, in the city of Moliv, he says, next to the river, which was known then, the river Danister, he says, he chazered the entire Shas the 17th time Ba'amida, the entire Shas while he was standing. Laila V'yoyim didn't stop learning. And the interesting thing is that Reb Lev Yitzchak Baditchev once wrote, he says, I'm very, very clear that if the Tanya would have lived the time of the Rif and the Rambam, Hoye Echot Kamoyim, it would have been like one of those. So that's just, Vimizok, that's just a little bit of an idea about Reb Shneur Zalman, the idea of the Baal HaTanya. A little bit over 250 years ago, you know, that was the time when the Torah HaBaal Shem Tov came on over the horizon, as is written, Sfarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehi Oyer, a new light, it means a new light of Torah now comes into the world. And that which was known to be the Torah HaChassidus. Interesting thing is, as mentioned, the Baal Shem Tov gave over his Torah basically to the Magid, who was his successor, who had the great Talmidim of the Magid, which we mentioned before was the Noam Elimelech, and the Kedushas Levi, the Moranayim, Kojin Samagid, and so on, all of the great ones. And specifically, as we pointed out here, that the Maggid of all of the Talmidim had commissioned the Balatanya to write, you know, to write the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Just want to show you, we have here on the sheet, which is the sheet which is numbered here, number one, starting with Maggid Dvar of Le'Yakov. Just to have a little bit to see with the Maggid, when he writes about the Balatanya, the Maggid himself, from the Sefer Maggid Dvar of Le'Yakov. If you take a look here, which is number one, it happens to be Igeres Kufpei Vov. He writes like this, Mitalmidai, he says, Yedide Nafshi. Yishma, he's writing this, instructions, giving instructions to his son. The Maggid had a son which was known as Bavrom HaMalach. Zanish Kodesh Moed, he was called Bavrom HaMalach. And the Maggid, as he was leaving this world, he gave instructions from whom his son should associate with, and from whom he should learn particular areas with this, from this Godel of the Talmidim, and different areas from different Talmidim. So he writes here, he says, that Yishma la'atzas ha'kadosh Reb Mendele. He says, when it comes to Eitzes, he says, he should listen to the holy Eitzes of Reb Mendele. It was Reb Mendele Vitebske. V'yidabik esatzmoy, he says, and he should be medabik himself. The midas ha'kadosh, when it comes to midos, to be Yudalei Ba'koyin. Yudalei Ba'koyin wrote a sefer called Oyer Hagonus, was a colleague of the Tanya, and the Tanya respected him so much that he took a haskoma, which is, you see in the Sefer HaTanya, there are two haskomas on the Sefer HaTanya, which we will look at, because there's an inyan to learn these haskomas. This is the way it was Mekubal. You learn Tanya, you learn these particular two haskomas. There's a reason for that. And one of the haskomas was the Rebbe of Zisha, interesting enough. And the other haskomas we have is from Reb Yudalei Ba'koyin. And we have in the letter that the Maggid says to his son regarding Midois, he should be medabik himself Yudalei Ba'koyin. He says, Uba Anivis, he says, HaKadosha, and with Midas Anivis, who do you learn from? Reb Zisha. From the Reb Zisha, you learn Midas Anivis. Yedid Nafshi, Yud Nun. The Yeda, he said, and you should know, he says, Ki Shikul Hadas Harishin, that the first Shikul Hadas, Shel Talmidi Havosik HaKadosh Reb Zalmanu, he called him affectionately, Reb Zalmanu. Reb Zalmanu, he says, Bala Shulchan Aruch, Yichye, He nevuah ketana. He already writes in the Balatanya. This is the Maggid. He says, the Shikul Hadas Harishon, what comes to his mind regarding an inyan, comes to the mind of the Balatanya, you should realize that this is like a nevuah ketana. And the Maggid writes, Kim hoi bedoiro shel adoini moiri v'rabi Baal Shem Tov. The Tanya would have been in the door of the Baal Shem Tov, gamkin hoi mitzuyin. V'day l'mevim. U'b'chol droch av yishmaloi. And the Maggid leaves instructions for his son to listen, b'chol d'rochav, listen to Reb Zalmanu, ki chochmosoi ubinosoi v'datoi heim ad ein cheker. Interesting that the Maggid already wrote the Melitza Chochma bin of Adas, which came to the Chalat. Didn't exist the concept of Chochma bin of Adas, the way we say it today. But you look already, the Maggid himself already wrote this idea regarding the Balatani, ki chochmosoi ubinosoi and v'datoi. So, interesting thing is, again, regarding the Balatanya, the Shittas Avoida of the Talmid of Baal Shem Tov were different. Balatanya basically is Derech Avoida was more on the intellectual level, which is Takeh Chochma bin Vadas. Whereas many of the other Talmidim, their Avoida was more Mitzad Hergish, Mitzad Regish, more on an emotional level. Here, as we see when it came to write the Shulchan Aruch Harav, to write the Shulchan Aruch, and the Pesukei Dinim of the Balatanya, which was accepted and was all over between Kol Min and Chassidim, you have to realize that Roiv of the Chibur of Shulchan Aruch Harav, Roiv of Shulchan Aruch Harav was burnt. We don't have. Whatever we have is really the Miut. Only a small Chaluk, but even that small Chaluk, we see what the Balatanya was. And I'll show you about that. By the way, take a look over here in number two, first of all, that we have here on the sheet, Hakdoma L'Shulchan Aruch Harav. You see here, he says, we have here on the sheet, Asher Alkein, I'll call Divrei Ho'Ageres Hazois, Mishomaya Askimu, Min HaShemayim, there were maskim al Yidei Harav HaKodesh HaNal, Hayna HaMagid, Zechus Yogun Aleinu, Lachpois, the Chepes Mechupes, the Magid had the objective, had the Tafkid in order to search which Talmud is appropriate for this mission. Metalmidov, Limtsoi Ish, Asheruach Elokim Boi, Lehevin ulahoyrois halacha berura, right? To be able to paskin mosoin umasik alibe de hilchese and to come out according to halacha, halacha is betameim. The last is malachizu al seder shulchan aruch arachayim biyaredeya shem hadinim anitzrochim shalahem. Mitzvahs kedimim, because these dinim are more, are first in order than other, because these are negela maisa more often, which is basically arachayim biyaredeya. So Meila will sadder call piske dinim, he says, haboyim shulchan aruch ubechol achroinim loshin tzach milse betama, to write it very clear and write it in a way that one can understand it. The Yivchar and the Magid chose Bekvoid Adoni of Imoirizal, these are the children writing, Asheboi Bezmano, at that time, Hoye Mola Vigodish Miyamatalmud Vapoiskim. The Hivtzeboi, now the Tanya at first didn't want to accept responsibility, and the Magid insisted, Adboish, until embarrassment, so to speak. Vomaloi Einoven Vachochom Kamoicho Leireid Leoimko Shalalocha. There's no one else who can do it the way you will be able to do it. Lasis Melochazu Melechus Akoidish. To glean the tamtzis, the essence from the Rishonim Achronim, the way you're going to do it, it's the kukim shavasayim, very, very pure and clear. I'll call dover aloifanov beli bilbul v'taruves upsakalocha mizbar v'yoytze medivrei kol apoyskim at chachmas v'anenu. Bring it down from the earliest to chachmas v'anenu. So you see here number three, after all is said and done. So what do we have from the Shulchan Aruch Rav? What do we have? So you hear it from the Sefer Beis Rebbe, which is a very famous Sefer. So he writes, V'zeh l'shoinoi, that v'achep itirosoi hoitziu bonov ha'kedoshim lo'er ha'tfuses ha'shulchan orach shoyen nimtzo tachas yodam. Only what they had. Ki harbe miksovov nisrefu eize shonim koidem pitirosoi. Before his pitira, many of the ksovim, poshik, were burnt. He says, V'nishar mechelik arachayim ruboi kikuloi, arachayim, fine, roiv was salvaged. Right before that, they connected to Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, and Valochas Mufazaris Mishal Chelke Shulchan Aruch. As we see, a great chelik of it was burnt. So El Kaponim. So after that, Tanya continues later on, and the Torahs of Baal Shem Tov had to be transmitted. The Shem Tov himself didn't write down his Torah. So the Sefer Tanya that the Tanya wrote was basically his understanding and his Havona to be able to transmit, which is based upon Torahs of Baal Shem Tov and Torahs HaMagid. That is the Tachlis, to bring it all out. As we see that this is the Yisoid of Torahs of Baal Shem Tov, that is the Torah of the Tanya. And the truth is that in Doiris HaKoidmim, in earlier generations, it was learned all over. It's a B'Doir Achron, so the mistake is that it's only learned by a certain chelik of the population. But really, it was learned by all Chassidim, really, was learned years ago. The Sefer is basically the Shaykh to all of Klal Yisrael. Interesting thing is that in Yeshiva Teir V'Das, many, many years ago, Yishag Feivel Mendelovich, if you know that, who gave many, many different shurim, but one of the shurim that he gave was the shir in Tanya. We happen to be an Inger Shayid. Gave a shir in Tanya to learn with the Bachrim. And if Shagafival pointed out that the reason, he says, that the reason that he chose Taka the Sefer HaTanya, he says, because being that Bachrim are growing up in America, which is basically Shikua and Taivas Oilam Hazeh, and a Medina Tamei, I mean, like other places, and at that particular time, he says, and also, of course, the association of all of the Lumudei Choyl that is being learned. You have to realize that when you learn Lumudei Kodesh, they learn Abaye Verove, and they learn Gemara and Tosfos, you have to realize that there's a lot of Pnimius, way much more than which is on the surface. And they'd be able to bring out the Pnimius at Torah, and the Seder that is in Torah, says you have to see it from Tanya. Tanya will show you that there's much more depth, there's so much more that's not written than there is written. And when somebody learns a shtickle gemara and things that he really grasped at its fullest capacity, let him realize that there's much more that is certainly beyond that he can imagine. It's not so poshut and it's very, very deep. And that is going to know, he's going to learn by learning Tanya. Just want to point out, if you look just on the sheet, you see the particular schus, another schus, that the Tanya had to his Rebbe, to the Magid. You see here number four, this is also from the Sefer Magid Vor of Liyakov, in a different place. So interesting thing is, when the Magid was Nifter, you can imagine every Talmud wanted to have the schus to be Misasik. Who's going to be Misasik with the Magid? Who's going to have the schus to be Misasik with him? Starting from the Tahara to the Kvura. So it's brought down here, Sipur Rabbeinu Azokin, the Tanya himself, repeated it. It's number 4 here we have on the sheet. It says, Kashin Istalik Meiri Virabi. So when my Rebbe was Nifter, that is the Magid, also HaTalmidim HaGrola, they made a Gairu. Me Yizki Batahara. First of all, who, right, are going to be Zoich in the Tahara? Now, after, let's say, you picked the 5-6, then they had a second Gairu. Who's going to be Zoich into which Aver? Who washes the head? Who washes the hand? And who washes the foot? So there was another situation. In addition to who's going to be Zoich, so they had a second Goyrul. Tanya said, I was Zoich in the Goyrul to do the head. It shows a particular schus that the Tanya had over the other Talmidim, that he was Zoich to be Misasik with the Rosh of the Magid. And he continued further. The Tanya said, Niradati, I trembled. Oz Megoyrul haschus v'nifchadati. Now it was Molei Pachad, he says, Me'emes hadin v'akitru chazasholom, if I'm not worthy to do that. V'hirgashti chalishas hadas b'yirov v'fachad machaveirai. From all the other chaveirim, with the Tanya humbly held that they are just as great as him, or maybe even greater he held, with his anivis. And I was the one of all to be zoiche. He says, who are g'doylem emeni b'shonim u'b'shimishes kvoy k'dishas moiri v'rabi. But look even further here. In some of the writings regarding the Petir of the Magid and the Hisaskus of the Magid, it's written, when they brought his guf into the mikveh to toivel it, Omar Rabbeinu Azokin said to Tanya, Hine razal omru gedoylim tzadikim b'misosam yoysim b'chayeyim. Tzadikim are great at the time of Misa, even when they're alive. When they're alive, they go to the mikveh themselves, right? So how about it happening now the same way? So the Alkein Yanichu es Moireinu, let's allow him she yitvol beyatzmoy. V'chein hoyer, it's an amazing thing. She nichuhu v'tovol beyatzmoy gimuponim. They put the body down and the body toveled itself. Right, this is from a Sefer Beis Rebbe, which is very, authoritative Sefer. So Shagafayvel pointed out, just to get back, the Rambam says in Moir Nevuchim, on the Posik in Mishle, Tapuche Zov, the Maskiyois Kesef. Shamel talks about that we look at things and we don't really appreciate what we have. We have sometimes Tapuche Zohov, we have apples made out of silver, and we think it's silver. But Emes is, it's Tapuche Zohov, the Maskiyois Kesef. The truth is, it's a mask of silver. But beneath the silver, Emes is like a gold. But Kol Zaman, the covering, the covering is there, we're not able to discern. And we don't realize what's behind the covering. It's a mask. Maskiyos means a mask. When you have a mask, you don't know what's behind the mask. So Shlomo HaMelech says, many times we have tapuche zohov, we actually have gold in our hands, but it's covered with maskiyos zohov. So he says that the same thing is with the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, gave it in 4 oifanim, which is called pardes. Pshat, that's one way of learning Torah. Then there's remes, and then there's drush, and then there is soid. So pshat, remez, drusoid. So the chelik pshat avade, we learn a sugya, we learn the chelik pshat, we understand what that is. Every time we learn the sugya over again, we find new things. But that is all still only the kesef. It's only the silver. As many as chedushim, as we find learning pshat, self-kosov, it's only pshat. And pshat is only one level. And that's the beginning of kesef. However, we have to realize that there's also zohov. There's also zohov in the Torah. But that's something that you don't see on the surface. That is the pnimius of Torah. That's the soides and afloim. That's the moirig soides that you find in the Torah. And that was the idea that was tried to be brought to the surface. That he felt that by learning Tanya with the Bochrim in Yeshiva, then they will become privy and they'll be able at least to have a hergish and to be toim some of the zohov that's also found in the Torah. Not only the kesef of Torah, but also what's the hidden chelik of Torah, which is the chelik of the zohov. So we have here something, a fascinating thing from Shlomo Kaliner, number 5 we have on the sheet. The Sefer Beis Aharon. Sefer Beis Aharon brings B'shem Admir Reb Shlomo Kalina Zechus Yogaleinu Zatzal. Loma Nikri Gemara. Why is Gemara called Gemara? So you say, you know what? Gemara Shu Loshin Gumra Deisha. Gumra Deisha, you know in Loshin Chazal, Goimre means coals. Right? Goimre means burning coals. As Gemara says, Mugmer. Right? Mugmer means when you have Brenedig Koil, you know, to give off a certain Reyach, a certain scent into the Begodim. So Shlomo Kalina said, Gemara means Brenedig fire. That's what Gemara is. When you're learning Gemara, the truth is, we don't recognize the Kedusha that's in the Gemara. Rav Shlomo Kalina pointed out that this is Goimra de Esha. That's Loshin Gemara. Kibishu Shudam Loimra Toyra Lishma. Boyer Lashem Yisbarach is basically burning. Limser Nafshe Bishvila Bitoyr Litvila. If a person learns Torah appropriately, Torah is supposed to bring him closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That all of a sudden it ignites a spark of Kedusha within the person. That's what Gemara is. Goimra de Esha. Burning coals. That should all of a sudden feel a drive and a need to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, in order to achieve that, how does one achieve that? That by learning Gemara, that he should feel, and it should bring him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to learn Eilu HaTorah. How's that? Al kein koidem halimud, you said, Yasa cheshem b'yatzmoy, lifnei mihu loimet. You're not just learning Stam HaChochma, you're learning Torah Hashem. So you have to make that cheshem b'nefesh before that. You have to realize whose Torah you're learning. Lifnei melech malcha amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'leyached halimud lemi shomra voy oilo. And to designate this learning to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'acha halimud, and after the learning again, yasecheshvim b'yatzmoy v'yistakel b'midoysof. Let him evaluate himself. Am I still the same person that I was before the learning? Or maybe the learning accomplished something. Maybe I became elevated somewhat. V'yishboy liboy alzeh. And that's what David HaMelech says, lev nishbor v'nitzke l'kim lo yistivzeh. So that is the way, that is the elecha way of how you're supposed to learn Torah. The truth is, interesting, and it's just a little bit important, again, before we learn this, that the idea to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Limud of Pnimiyas HaTorah that started already from the time of Yechezkel HaNovi. The true inyan of Pnimiyas HaTorah started from the time of Yechezkel, which is the beginning of the first Golus from Eretz Yisrael. Reklal Yisrael were exiled into Babel. And we find that and Yidden were then Bishvala Matzev. And what does Yecheskel say? Yecheskel Novi says, Al Nahar is Bovil, Potsik and Tillim. Al Nahar is Bovil, Shom Yeshavnu Gam Bochinu, Bezachlenu is Tzioin. Right, so everything now, they were exiled from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Ho'amim, into the lands of Tumah. So they were mamish tzebrochen. Yidden were broken in heart, broken in spirit. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, listen to this, the Zohar HaKadosh, Yidden needed a tremendous nechoma. Because they had a tremendous yirida from witnessing, experiencing bias rishon. Now it's churban bias rishon, and they were driven out of Eretz Yisrael from the highest level of kedusha now to being involved with the lowliest levels of tumah. So they needed pashut and nechomah. So what was the eitzah? Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Zohar Kodesh Chesed Klanovi, the way to be menachem Klal Yisrael is to show them some of the pnimiyas haTorah. Because if you're a little bit familiar, which we don't understand, but we look at Yecheskel, what is the nevuah of Yecheskel all about? Ma'aser Markovet. These are visions that never before happened. These are visions that Yecheskel Novi had about what's doing Shemaim, the Oilam Esol Yoinim. V'ani b'toich ha-goylo, says Yecheskel. I am b'toich ha-goylo, I am among the exiled. Right? That goylo is bovel. And the Novi says, niftuchu ha-shamayim v'erem maris elikim. Imagine, when was he zoiche to all of these geluyim? Dapki m'toich ha-golus. Dapki m'toich ha-choshech. He was zoiche for all of these tremendous geluyim. He sees, Yecheskel Novi sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on the Kisei HaKovet. He sees the Malochim and the Serafim standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying Shira, and the whole Hemshech HaPerek of Markovitz Yecheskel. And he sees how the Shechin itself is leaving Eretz Yisrael to go down to Bovel. As the Posek says, Nchaya says, Lamanchem Shulachti Bovelo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Shechin, because of you, I'm also going down to Bovel. This was Nechom and Klal Yisrael, that the Shechin went down with him. All of these Giluyim that never existed before, Yecheskel was privy to, Dafke, to give Chizik and to be an Ochama Taifke Metroich HaGolus. So what do we see? We see that Afilu Bizman HaNaviyim, when Beis HaMikdash HaYekayom, they didn't have these Giluyim. They didn't have these revelations. But Dafke, it happened at the time of the Yerida, the Eis Torah LeYakov. So says the Zohar. So Mamele, when it comes to Zmanin of Choshech, when we live in periods of darkness, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends Neshomas Gedoilus, especially high Neshomas, the Toivis Hador, in order to be Megala, the Or Hagonus. Adrabba, davke, because we are in a time of Choshech, and we are in a period of Golos, we need Nechama. Because Baruch Hu brings down Yechidim, Yechidim, Neshamas Gedoilus. As the Pasuk says, Ramchal brings in a Sefer, one of the Svarim of Ramchal is called Adir Bamori. Ramchal brings down the Pasuk in Tehillim, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Oliso Lamoroi, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim, Shaviso Shevi. He brought down the Torah, right? That Pasuk goes on whom? Goes on Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Ramchal, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemaim and he finds a Neshama. He finds a Neshama that has a koyach to be Makarav Klal Yisrael to Yimais HaMashiach. Says Ramchal, who is that? Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Oliso Lamoroim Shaviso Shevi. Shevi is Rosh Tevis, Shimon Bar Yochai. Because that's the revelation of the Zohar, to the koyches of the Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi to the koyches of Pnimis HaTorah. That's going to be Makarav Klal Yisrael to Yimais HaMashiach. And so bring down Takdisra Magdoshim, that the same remez applies to the Arizal, of course, is the Shairish of Tairis Hasoid and Primis HaTairit, because Oliso Lamorim Sheviso Shevi is not only Rosh Hatevis, Shimon Bar Yochai, it's also Rosh Hatevis Yitzchak Ben Shloime, reverse Shevi, Yitzchak Ben Shloime, that was the name of the Arizal, Yitzchak Ben Shloime, it's Rosh Hatevis Shevi. And other Sfarim added, it's also the Rosh Hatevis of the Baal Shem Tov. Because Yisrael Baal Shem Tov's name was Yisrael ben Sora. So Shevi is Yisrael ben Sora. So the same Yisrael that it's already brought down by Ramchal regarding Shimon ben Yochai and the Sposik, Olisa Lamorim Shevi, so Shevi, which is referring, bringing down Teiris Hanister from Shimon ben Yochai, but the Hemshech of that Mesoyrah was followed by the Arizal, whose name is also Merumazi Shevi, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Shloima, and then also the Baal Shem Tov. This all was for Torah, this is for the Nechama, the Klal Yisrael, in fact, Taka needs. And that we see Behemshech HaDoiris, as the Doiris keep falling and falling, that the Doiris therefore need greater Iris. We need even greater Iris. That's what happened. The man of Shimon ben Yochai, the great Tzaddikim of before, had passed on. Tanoim Gedoilim, Rabbi Yechem Mezakeh is gone, Rabbi Kiv is gone, Rabbi Yeshua is gone. They fall into a Yish. What's going to sustain us? How are we going to be able to survive? Dafke then comes the Gilui of Torah of Reb Shimon Yochai. Didn't exist before. But the Torah of Shimon Yochai came Dafke, which is the Zohar HaKadosh. Things that were in Nizgala, not in Golas Bavel, not Bizman Beis HaMikdosh. And Oyo Anovi said, that is with the Sefer HaZohar, he says, Vel Zachidin der Halten, he says, till the Sefer of the Golas. That's what can be the Koich of the Kim of the Eden till Sefer of the Golas. And the Lashon of the Zohar is, Bahai Sofra Yisparnesun Dorin Basroin, the later generations, Ubahai Chibur Yifkun Min Gilusa. It was that Chibur that will come out of Golas. They fell more. Golas continues. Came the Torah of the Arizal, who brought new revelations. He saw things that others didn't see. That, by the way, when the Arizal came, it was Megala, Soides HaTorah, that even the Vim didn't know. So says the B'chaim Vital. Can you imagine such a thing? B'chaim Vital writes on his Rebbe, the Arizal, that the Arizal revealed a new things in Soides HaTorah that even the Vim didn't know. And Tkufas later, Zamanim Koshim LeYisrael. So now came Takiz the Oyer, the Baal Shem Tov, who taught basically the Derech of Avodas Hashem, which is based on the Torahs of the Arizal and the B'shim Ben Yochai. And they were Megalim and Hashemayim, that it will be a Zman that people will be learning his Torah. And the idea of that is, again, to give Nechizuk and give Nechom and to be able to survive in Golas, to bring down a Hislahavus and a brand to Avodas Hashem in a way of Ikvus of the Mashiach that we need. So this is the klal. The closer we come to Yemois HaMashiach, more revelations, more Giluim we have. As we find, like the Svarim say, you know, when you go into a dark tunnel, but as you already are at the end of the tunnel, you're still in the tunnel, but the closer that you are to the end of the tunnel, you see already light. You see already the light which is at the other end of the tunnel. The same thing, with closer we are to the end of the Golas, even though we're still in the Choshech of the Golas, we already experience the Giluim, experience the Iris, we experience the light that will be Yemois HaMashiach. So now that we are very close to Yemois HaMashiach, we are already able to glean and be able to sustain and be able to have some sort of a kinyan to experience some of the light that will be Bizman Yemois HaMashiach. We can already be able to appreciate at this particular time. And just finally, just to realize that the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov was different than many of the ancient Magidim. You know, the Magidim used to say Musar to bring Yidden to Tshuva, which used to be in that time before the Hisgalus of Derech HaChasidus, which many of the Magidim would very, very painfully rebuke the people in ways that they had to do Tshuva with Tanesim and Sigufim, which is called Shviris Aguf. And they basically used to tear pieces, you know, to tell the people apart. He said, Baal Shem Tov was different. Baal Shem Tov felt that this would bring an atzvus in Derech HaVodas Hashem. Derech HaVodas Hashem has to be Bo'ev Mishal Simcha, with a Havas Yisrael, a Havas Atayin, a Havas Hashem, and felt that in our time, the Derech of Sigufim and Tanesim is not the proper Derech HaVodas. So now, as we begin, again, this is the first year, we may not get very far in the Tanya, but it's very important to have the Hakdome and to realize. So, just want to mention just that the Tanya used to say to the Einiklach of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov had the Borach Memezhebish was an Einikl. It was the Degel Mach Nefrayim. So he said to them, I'm also an Einikl. He said, how do you mean? He was not. He said, I've been an Einikl Beruchnius, he said. He said, because Chazal say, Vishinantam Luvanecho Elu HaTalmidim. Vishinantam Luvanecho Elu HaTalmidim. So he says, I'm a Talmud, he says, of the Magid, and the Magid is a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. So I'm an Einikl of the Baal Shem Tov, he used to say Beruchnius. And Beruchnius, he says, I'm talking, in fact, an Einikl of the Baal Shem Tov. If you take a look on the other sheet now, we have here two askomas. Could I at least once to take a look at these askomas? These are two tzaddikim. One is the Yehuda Leib HaKohen, and the other one is the Rebbe Reb Zisha. And just want to mention to you, the Tanya basically was written in a span of 20 years. 20 years revising, adding, deleting, critically examining every word and even every letter, to the point that in the final manuscript there was neither a missing letter or a superfluous letter. He says even a seemingly optional letter like a vav, right, which is a big deal for him. No, he made sure no vav or yes a vav. He kept over and over revising it to make sure that every word is there because it's needed to make a point. He revised it many, many times. And only after that, he permitted it basically to be copied and distributed to the public. However, what happened was as a result of the many copies and copyists, I mean people who basically copied it, great many mistakes were found into the text. And by the way, it is recorded in some places that being that there was a generation of a lot of misnagdim, it's recorded in many places that many errors found their way into the text intentionally to corrupt the text in order to scribe even apikorsish views to the Tanya. So they could later attack him. To the point that he sent messengers, he says, to these tzaddikim, that's the Rebbe Reb Zisha, as we have here, and to Rebbe Yehuda Leib HaKohen, he says, to confer with them on the printing of the Tanya and to request their haskoma. This is the way it was. So let's take a look here a little bit at the haskoma here. Okay, we start with the first haskoma we have. Haskomas we have Harav HaChosid. Haskomas Harav HaChosid, Hamafursim, Isha Loiki, Kodesh Yomer Loi, Moreno, Harav Mishulim, Zisl, Manipoli. Right? So he writes like this. These are the words now of the Rebbe Reb Zisha. The Rebbe Zisha writes, Hine Beroisis HaKsovim. He says, when I saw the Ksovim, he says, Shel Rav Hai Goyin Isha Lekim Kodesh V'Toyer. This is how Rebbe Zisha writes on the Baal HaTanya. I see the writing, I saw the Ksovim of this Goyin, the Isha Lekim Kodesh V'Toyer, the holy and pure. He says, Aspakleria Hameira, the luminous lens. You notice the Lashon Aspakleria Hameira is what the Gemara uses to describe the superiority of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah over all other Nevi'im. All other Nevi'im did not see with clarity. However, what Rabbeinu had was called Aspakleria Hameira. This is what he writes on the Tanya, which means able to bring everything clearly, you know, into focus. He says, V'toiv asher oso. And he said, he's done well with his talent, asher hifli Hashem chazdoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his great kindness, nosan b'liboi hatoir lasis is kolela. Right? Gave him the strength to do all of this, not just to write the Tanya. L'harois HaMashem drochav akdoshim. In order to show people, Hashem's people, his holy ways. Ritzoyna Hoya, you see, originally was the Alter Rebbe's intention. Shaloi lahalois is aksov mahaim lebeis atfus mach meshein darke bekach. not to publish the writings because it's not his custom. However, Rak Machmas is Pashtus to Contraisim, but because the pamphlets have been already spread, right? Hohem Bekerev Kol Yisroel, Bahatokois Rabois Medei Soifer Mishunim, right? There were numerous copies by many, many, by different copyists. Umachmes Ribui, Hatokois Shoinois, and as a result of the various transcriptions, right? Rabu Hatousei Soifer Memoit, so many, many Tousim have multiplied. So he was compelled to have it printed in the one right way. You can't go by the hatokas, by the transcripts, but to have it finally, to have to set the record straight of what in fact what he wrote. Right? Vaheir Hashem, then he brings Ruach Hashutvim, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought two partners, Haloihem, Haloihu, Haraboni Hamuflik, Vavosik, is his outstanding distinguished Talmud Chochom, Reino Rav Reb Shalom Shachne, then Reino Rav Reb Noyech, that's one. Slavita was, as you know, the very, very famous printing at that time, which was from the children of Reb Pinchas Karitzer. That was Shapiro. That was the very famous Slavita, the Slavita Shas, which is, of course, a well-known history, which that very, very special Shas at the time. For all a tova omarti yasher chelos, I congratulate him, he says, on his good deed. He says, and so on and so forth. And then, which was very common at the end of a Haskoma, he would issue an Isser and a ban that no one should infringe on the copyright of the Mechaber for so and so many years, which he writes himself not to be Masa Gibul, and so on. So that's basically, that's one Haskoma. Then you go further to the next Haskoma. Let's take a look. Just Haskoma Sarava Chosid, Hamafursim, he says, Ishalei Ki Kodesh Yomelei Moreno Rav Reb Yudalei Bakoyim. He said he wrote the sefer called Oyer Hagonus. He writes, Chochmas Odom Toyer Peneoritz. He says, the wisdom, he says, of the man illuminates, he says, the face of the earth, he says. Viroisi Yedei Koidish, he says, seeing the handiwork, the holy handiwork, HaMachaber HaAvagoyin Ishulikim Kodish V'Toyer Chosid V'Onov. Asher Mikvar Nigla Mistorov, whose hidden powers have been revealed long ago. Which means to say, in spite of the fact that he may have tried many times to hide his Chochmah, but it already had been revealed from long. We know who he is. Yoishu b'sheves t'chakmoini. He sits at the seat of wisdom, which is a loshon that we find in Tanakh. Means he sits in the city. It was a common melitza diga loshon of scribing. Eitzel adineinu moreinu v'rabeinu goyin oilam. Sitting next to the Magid. Being very much associated with the Magid. And he writes, V'dolo mayim iber mayim chayim. And he, the Tanya, he drew from the well of the living waters. And there's some who say that maybe this is like referring also to the Rav Avram, who is the Malach, who is the son of the Magid, because the word Meber, you know, is also spelled Avram. You take the word Meber and rearrange the letters, it's like Avram, because he was learning together, B'chavrusa, he was learning with the Rav Avram HaMalach as well. Uke'es Yismach Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael can be happy, B'higoles Divrei Kotshoi. Klal Yisrael will rejoice at the revelation of his holy words. And here again some say, Yismach Yisrael means, Yisrael means the Baal Shem Tov. That through his teachings, the words of the Baal Shem Tov now would become, in fact, revealed. So he goes on further. He says, HaMechuber, he says, the Sefer that has been compiled, L'hovi L'beis HaTfus, L'lamed L'yam HaShem, Darki Kodesh, and so on, Kashu Kol Echad Yechze, B'Pnimi is Devarav, as anyone can perceive, right, in the inner meaning of his words, and so on. HaMefurse Mitzarech Raya, and so on, Rak Machmet Chashash Kilkel Adover, because for fear of damage, he says, Shal Yigrim Hezek L'matfisim, again, not to infringe on the copyright. He writes further, Bosi Liten Toikiv Azora. I want to give a firm warning. Labal Yoramishis Yodai Viragloi Litfus. No one should have the right to print the Tanya Ad Meshe Chomishonim Miyoim de Lamato, you know, from there, further on. That's just an interesting thing. Just want to mention that there was a chosid by the name of Reb Yitzchok Masinit. A chosid by the name of Reb Yitzchok Masinit that said that he heard Bishas when the Shluchim, they brought the Tanya to the Rebbe Zisha to give Haskoma. And he also brought another copy to Rebbe Yudalei Bakoyin. He says, so they both were Ma'ayin, each in his own home, in his own place. So it's in the middle of the night, Rebbe Yudalei Bakoyin, he looks into the Tanya and he became filled with tremendous hispilus and surprise at such a sefer, and tremendous at Lahavas. And he couldn't contain himself, Rebbe Yudalei Bakoyin. So Ma'ayin, he decided he's going to go to the Rebbe Zisha to tell him. Meantime, Rebbe Zisha was looking at his copy, and he couldn't contain himself either. So he says he's going to go to Rebbe Yudalei Bakoyim, and they met each other midway. He was going to him, and he was going to him. Pasha to explain and to have to give over Taki the tremendous, tremendous hisrakshis. I just want to mention that the Rebbe Zisha used to say concerning the Tanya that with the Sefer HaTanya says Yelchu Yisroel says Likras Mashiach Tzidkenu, and the Yehuda Leib HaKoyen would say that the Tanya is the Keteiros for all of the Magefas Haruchnias and Ikvas of the Mashiach. So just interesting to note that all of the Skomas were written in Parshas Kisavoy, the Skom of Rebbe Zisha, not the same year, 10 years difference, by the way. And the Skom attack of the Rebbe Yehuda Leib HaKoyen was also written in Parshas Kisavoy. So it was said by Chassidim, he says, because by learning Tanya, Parshas Kisavoy, it means is that we'll be Mekayim Kisavoyu al Ha'aretz. Because in other words, through learning Tanya, we connect to Eretz Yisrael, we connect to the Panemius, of this world. Eretz Yisrael is the Panemius of this world. And also through the Derech Avoid of Tanya, we're going to be Mahapach the Toichach and Parshas Kisavoy LeBrocha. The person is an Oved Hashem, as the Tanya directs, and the Tanya teaches, and you'll be able to avoid Taka the Toichach, which is in Parshas Kisavoy. Okay, so we go first, and we turn to the first Tikkun Tanya. Turn the page over. We don't have much time left, so in the remaining moments. let me just point out, in terms of concepts, in terms of definitions, there's something that the Tanya is going to mention towards the end of Perik Aleph, and that is, which is called Klipois and Chitzoinim and Sitra Achra. And basically, these terms are more or less synonymous. When you say Klipois, you say Chitzoinim. Basically, there are different names for things that are evil, things that are bad, things that are impure. You would say they are Mitzad HaKlipois. They're Mitzad, they're Chitzoinim. They're Sitra Achra. Sitra Achra means the other side. He's the Hepach of Kedusha. That's basically the usual terminology. when you talk about klipos, of course, literally klipos means shells. Klipos means shells. And shells means because the outer shell contains the edible fruit, but the shell itself is inedible. You can't eat the shell. Which means that there are sparks of Kedusha everywhere. Sometimes they are revealed, they're open, and sometimes they are hidden. And the Avodah Vayid is to be able to release and to redeem the trapped sparks of Kedusha from their containment and being covered by the klipa. So the klipa basically is the shell that covers the fruit, is the shell, is the impurity or the evil that covers that which is good, which is contained inside. So the idea is to point out is as follows, that there are four basic klipois. There is the sholish klipois hatmeyois, just to know these concepts. There's sholish klipos hatmeyos that the Tanya talks about a lot. The three impure klipos. And then what you have is, the fourth is klipas noiga. The difference is, the sholish klipos, by the way, all of these four klipos, basically comes from a posik in Yecheskel, which is Perik Aleph, posik Dalet. Yecheskel says, and he speaks about a ruach so'oro, speaks about a stormy wind that blocks vision. He speaks about Onon Godoil, a great cloud. He speaks about the Eish Mislakachas, a fire taking hold of itself. And then he says, V'noigaloi Sodiv, but there is brilliance around it. So the first three basically are totally negative. These are called the Sholish Klipos Atmeyos. And then the fourth one, V'noigaloi Sodiv, has brilliance and has brightness around it. So the idea is the idea of the klipas noiga, which means very simply, when you have, can imagine a fruit that has four coverings. By the way, an egois, a nut, maybe you can have an opportunity to discuss it, but an egois has four basically shells. The one that's closest, the thin shell, the one that's closest to the fruit, is what we refer to the klipas noiga, because klipas noiga is the intermediary between the edible portion and the chelik that's not edible. So the klipas noiga has both properties. It can have a property of negativity and it has also the positive. But the upper three, right, which are on top of the klipas noiga, the three shells, these are totally impure. These are three totally impure klipas. And therefore, when we talk about klipas noiga is the one that is in direct contact, right, both with holiness and it's not altogether, as we said, evil. So basically, it's an intermediary between Kedusha and Tumah, between absolute good and absolute evil. It's an intermediary, it's in the middle. However, as we pointed out, the other three klippos are further removed. They're not in direct contact with the nitzotzes. Tipas Noiga is the one that's closest to the sparks. That's the direct covering over the sparks. So therefore, it's the intermediary. It can have a good side and can have a bad side. Whereas the outer three shells, the other three klippos, are further away from the sparks, from the nitzotze kedusha, being that they are outer layers. So far out that they are not coming in any contact in any which way with the nitzotzes of kedusha, and therefore they are considered to be totally negative. So Meila, this is the idea. The klipas noiga is the one that has kedusha in it as well, whereas the other three are called the sholish klipas hatmeyers. Okay, so we're just going to do a few lines of Perek Aleph, and we'll resume next week more to do justice to it. Let's just start because we have to do something. Let's take a look here. He starts with Tanya. We learn the Braisa, it's the Braisa Seif Peri Gimel Mesechtes Nidah. When a neshama is born and comes down this world, and this is a chazal. When a neshama is born in this world, mashbi and oisoi, right? We are mashbiahim. In as the neshama is put under oath in Shomayim before it comes down to this world, mashbi and oisoi tihi tzadik val tihi rosho. Where mashbia this neshama, be a tzadik v'don be a rosho. And we say to the neshama in Shomayim, the neshama is told, va'afilu kol oilam kuloi oimrim loch. Tzadikato, and even if the entire world says you're a tzadik, right? Or is hayei benecha kerosha? That's the Loshon Chazal. But you should feel by yourselves that you're not a tzadik. A person should have the feeling that he's inadequate. A person should have the feeling that he's far from shleimus. Even if the whole world points to you and says, "Oh, you're a tzadik," but you, in your own eyes, should have the feeling that you are the bechin of a rosha. Let me just point out. He starts with the Loshon of Tanya. Starts with the Loshon of Tanya. Why does he start with the Loshon of Tanya? Tanya, if you know, Tanya is a Braisa. It means it's from Tanoim. It's a Tanoim teaching. This is not really a Braisa. This is a Memra in the Gemara. So Memra Gemara, Nida Daf Lamed. There is a Girsa, Tanya. However, as some have suggested, that the reason, by the way, the Sefer is called Tanya, because he starts with Tanya. But this particular parak, this is the opening parak, this is the opening chazal. That's the Sefer Tanya comes from. But why is it Tanya? This is L'chair, it's not a Braise. L'chair is not a Braise. So one of the things is, because there is, by the way, a Sar of a Klippa. There is a Sar of a Klippa that's called Tanya. In the Sefer Sur Merav Asetoy from Reb Herschel Zizichover, was called the Sar Beis Hazoyar. It's a play on words, Sar Beis Hazoyar, you know, by Yosef, who was the head of the jail. So Reb Herschel Zedichover was called the Sar Beis HaZoyar because of his great, great knowledge in the Zohar HaKadosh. He was the master over the Zohar HaKadosh. The Sefer Sur Merav HaSeitoiv has Hagoyes written by the Bnei Yisoschar. Bnei Yisoschar wrote Hosofes, which is called Hosofes Maharzoah. Maharzoah is Reb Tzvi Elimelech. There's Hosofes on the Sefer Sur Merav HaSeitoiv. And Reb Tzvi Elimelech, the Bnei Yisoschar, writes there in that Sefer. He writes, Oma lomo horav hu arizal lomo posach harashbi. The Zohar HaKadosh also. Bemilas Tanya. Because he saw that there's his gabra's base, klippos hagdoyos, where there are two strong forces of evil in the world. He says, and Tanya is the gematria. He says, Tanya happens to be the gematria of base pomim haklippa. Take the word haklippa with the koilo. Tanya is the shame haklippa from the posach lomo seniyu in the slave om. Why distract? Why seduce the people? Loma Siniun, Siniun, Loshin Tanya. Loma Siniun es Leiv Ha'om. Why dissuade them? Why mislead them? Why misguide them? So basically, so Tanya is the name of a klippa. Tanya is a name of a klippa, a sar of a klippa, which is called Tanya. And a mele, when you learn Brises, or you learn a chelik of the Zohar HaKadosh, which begins with the word Tanya, we break that klippa. Our avoid is to break those klippas. When you break the shell, what happens? You reach the fruit. You're able to reach the Kedusha. The Nitzotzes that are trapped, that are hidden, that are concealed by that shell. So Tanya basically is the name of the Klippa. And the Koyach of the Klippa is Ma'ak of a person to come to Yediyas HaTorah. You want to learn Torah. You want to have Yediyas HaTorah. But you have to break the Klippa. So Tanya, which is the name of the Klippa, by learning, by saying Tanya, So he uses, possibly also here, the Balatanya uses the word Tanya, because the idea here is to be able to bring a person to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to break all the koiches and the forces of evil. So he starts talking with Tanya. But just one more thought, which is possibly to mention. And that is as follows. We know that Kodesh Baruch Hu has many, many shemes. Kodesh Baruch Hu has many shemes. Of course, the shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, we're all familiar with. There's also a shem Eke, right? Like Eya Asher Eya, like the Pasuk in Chumash. Right? Eke. The shem Eke, the Surah Magdoshim, right? Talmid Baal Shem Tov, is the shem of Tshuva. The shem of Tshuva is the shem Aleph Kei Yud Kei. Why? Because what is the translation of the word? When a person, Eya, Eya means I will be. What's Tshuva? Tshuva is, a person says to himself, whatever was in the past is gone. I will be. From now on, I will be what I want to be, what I aspire to be, what I would like to be, what I would hope to be. Eya means turning over a new leaf. It means looking to the future. So Eya is really the same Hatshuva. And being that Eya is really the name of Tshuva, is a shame Hatshuva, which, by the way, just to quote you, the Ber Maim Chaim in Parsha Shlach, very interesting Maramokim. Ber Maim Chaim in Parsha Shlach writes, that Shemati Oimrim Bishem, he says, Moreinu Harav HaKodesh Ez Reb Yitzchak Yankiv, Yankiv Yitzchak Halevi Melublin, so that Yidden, out of Mitzrayim, what shame did Kodesh Baruch Hu use? Eya Asher Eya, why? So he says, because Kolechad Meisroel were not Ruim Legula. Because Yidden and Mitzrayim at the time were not Ruim. But on what basis did Kodesh Baruch Hu redeem them? Because of what they will be in the future. Don't look at the past, because of Eya. So Eya is the shame of Tshuva. And that's why that was the shame. That was the shame that was used in Gulas Mitzrayim. So points out the Ber Maim Chaim that he heard from the Lubliner. I just want to mention that the Morav Shemesh also rings in Parshas Boy. He says that the shame of Tshuva is Eya. He says because Baal Tshuva is supposed to say Masha Ovar. He says is Ayin. What happened in the past is gone. Ma'atani mekabel olai she Eya oivet Hashem Emes. That I will be. That is the idea. So Eya is the shame of Tshuva. In other words, the Yisoid of Tshuva is that from now on it's going to be different. That is the Yisoid of Tshuva. From now on it's going to be different. I don't look to the past. If someone is Ma'ayin, the word Tanya, Tof, Nun, Yud, Aleph, every word, if we take any binyan, any shayrish, and we want to make a Loshan Osid out of it, is by using any of these four letters, a Tof and a Nun. Take the binyan of sitting, Yoshav. Right? You say Teishav, Teishav, right? Teishav, or Neishav, we will sit, or Yud, Yeishav, right? Or Aleph, Eishav, I will sit. These are oisius, these are letters, right? If you put them in the front of the binyan, in front of the word, it denotes the future. So, in other words, you cannot start any word b'loshen osid, you have to have one of these four letters. If you want to use any loshen kodesh, a loshen osid, the loshen osid is by one using one of these four letters, tof, nun, yud, aleph. So being that the pachlus of this sefer is, that from now on, right, we become people who are not going to focus on the past, but now on we learn a new derech and avodas Hashem, what we're focusing. So Mela, we want to teach, Tanya wants to teach us tshuva. So possibly starts with the word Tanya, tof, nun, yud, aleph, which is the shame of tshuva, which is the idea to be mekarav yidden to tshuva, and to start with this idea, with the shame of Tanya. Okay, let's just do another line here. So the kids are so there. Mashbia, the person who say to him, we say to him, Tehi tzadik val tehi rosha. And even if the entire world says to you that you're a tzadik, ato haye ben, right? Tzadik, you should feel that you are a rosha. Just want to mention that the Tanya asks you a number of kashas, and then he's going to answer, of course, these kashas. You realize the Tanya starts out with the Chazal. That the Mashbi and the Shomon, he comes down in this world. Be a tzaddik and don't be a rosha. The question is, why they Mashbi him? Ask anyone, does he remember his shvua here? Never knew about it. He probably forgot the shvua a long time ago. He said, what's the idea of the shvua? What's the tells of the shvua? This is the same type of the kashya that they asked that by Rav Avinu sends Eliezer to find the zivik taka for Yitzchok. So he's Mashbi on the sikha chishol of Nime b'nai saknani, and he's koifel the shvua. Question is, first of all, he says, Eliezer was an Eved Nemon. If he would not be Mekayim, would he not be Mekayim the Shlichus without a Shvua? Why need a Shvua? And the question is, Poshet, a Yid is born a Yid. He's Mechuyev to be Mekayim the Torah because he's a Yid. What's the Shvua adding? What is the Shvua adding? I'm Saivi Mechuyev to be a Tzadik, and he wouldn't put a Shvua on me? If I'm born a Yid, I'm Mechuyev b'mitzvus. What is the idea of the holding of the Shvua? But possibly what the Vart is here, the idea of the Shvuah is, what we try to learn from this Chazal, that every person, Bemis, has tremendous powers that are hidden. He's not aware. People, every single person, has tremendous koiches and talents, some more than others. But every Yid has tremendous, tremendous hidden talents that have to be brought to the forefront, that have not surfaced because he doesn't realize it. He doesn't realize he has a tremendous koich of potential. And there are certain times, right, when a person is forced to act, certainly when it's a life-threatening situation, then all of a sudden he becomes filled with energy that he never realized that he had. We know that when a person's life is in danger, he's able to do superhuman feats to save his life. Now, obviously that these koiches were within him all the time. But except these are hidden koiches that did not emerge, did not surface. So sometimes we have to do things to bring out these gewaltige, tremendous koiches that a person has. Avraham Avinu was Mashbi Eliezer. He did that because with this shvuah to bring out the hidden koiches, right, that Eliezer had to bring it out to Lepoil. Why? Avraham Avinu knew something that Eliezer may not have known. He is going to find a shidduch of all places. He's going to Lavan. Lavan's koiches are tremendously powerful. The evil koiches of Lavan are moyerdik powerful. Gewöhnliche koiches of Kedusha are not even strong enough. The usual koiches, the average koiches of Kedusha, are not strong enough to overpower Eliezer, to overpower Lavan. As a matter of fact, the Targum Yosef ben Azil says Lavan is Bilam. The koich atum of Bilam, that's what Lavan possessed. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the koiches of Lavan were more powerful than Esav. So now Eliezer would might not believe that he has within himself the strength and the koiches, but if you put under Shavuah, then obviously you're supposed to now draw on koiches above and beyond. That is the same idea. And Neshama is being thrown into this world, which is so many challenges, so many siyonis. The Neshama might feel, or the goof of the person which possesses Neshama, is not capable of surviving and from drowning, Taki, what's happening, Taki, in this yam, in this world of turmoil. By being Meshbiyah the Neshama, what it does is it brings out the hidden koiches and tremendous power that each and every person, matter of fact, possesses. So for now, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to stop over here and we can continue, like you mentioned, next week.